with Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella, the founder of the Life of Music Co-op. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine tropical day?
I am doing great, and you are putting it correctly. You know, in our previous podcast, we were hammering at the metabolic syndrome.
Yes.
And nutrition. And one of the important topics in there was fat.
Yes.
Fat is one of the least appreciated nutritional issues. People have heard that refined sugar is a bad idea. They have heard that refined flour, you know, like white flour, is not so great.
Yes.
Some may even know that refined salt is pretty bad. But not that many understand that refined oils, refined vegetable oils, are really a bad news. So that the common comment here is the word refined, right?
That's right, refined.
So if you see a refined, run. If you see refined on the label, ask yourself the question, what did they have to take out to make it last longer on the shelf?
Probably everything we want to eat.
Well, if God or creator or nature put it in there, why did they?
Was it necessary?
Yeah, am I supposed to have it? Is the industrial food processing industry or engineer smarter than God?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I use God sort of loosely here, but anyway. So there are a few things in nature that actually work well as far as the fat is concerned. And, you know, in the northern climate, people survive on butter. Whole butter is actually a full spectrum fat. And butyric acid is one of those essential fatty acids that would allow you to survive without too much illness. The other plants that grow in the sort of the agrarian climate are flax and hemp. So flax oil and hemp oil that have not been refined are also good source of this essential fats that I'm talking about, as would be their seeds, you know, flax seed or hemp nut. Those would work. In the tropical world, there's this one gift from God, and it's called coconut.
And that's hard to believe, because I think coconuts have been hammered over the last 20 or 30 years.
Well, you know, both coconut oil and palm oil have been getting the bum rap undeservedly, because food industry has been using cheap, badly extracted, hydrogenated palm oil or coconut oil, which of course is, again, post-processed and wrecked. But the centrifuge extracted extra virgin coconut oil is a phenomenal thing. You know, there's a difference. I mean, the way people out in the tropical countries extract it is some are boiling and some are just centrifuge extracting. And that there's an important difference. You don't want that heated coconut fat. You want,
yes,
you want the centrifuge extracted fat.
It gets back to what we've always been saying. When you cook something, like last week we were talking about, you cook up stuff and you kill the enzyme, so it's going to last forever, but there's no nutritional value left.
Right.
Same thing when you're boiling to get the coconut oil out of the coconut.
Right. Yeah, when you heat it, the essential, you know, the omega-3s, they're going to get wrecked. They will go rancid. And I guess you can verify this for yourself when you buy fats that have been boiled. You will notice the rancidity in them. I mean, I have gone and bought some commercial coconut oils because I wanted to understand what's being sold out on the shelves. And I've had bad stuff. Fortunately, we have found a company that seems to be very responsible with their sourcing, and the pricing is good, and we get really decent centrifuge coconut oil that that we offer at very reasonable prices. You know, we sell a 16 ounce for $15 and 32 ounce for $20. I mean, that's less than what you'd pay in a typical store.
Yes, it is. So would I just use coconut oil instead of any cooking oil that I do, or?
You can, yeah. It will, of course, you know, heating it will wreck it, but, well, let's start with dosage. Or maybe let's start with why. I don't know. What do you think?
I think the why coconut oil is, you know, why do I want coconut oil?
So let me read a little quote from our website on the, under health conditions, weight loss, and obesity. I posted this page about coconut. And on it, there's a quote from one of the users. My name is Kelly, and I have been on a quest for health for several years now. At one time, I was severely obese, but I have since lost 140 pounds. I read about the health benefits of coconut oil over a year ago, and I added the oil to my daily regimen. Within a week, I had more energy, was feeling like a different person, and I love coconut oil, and it is the best thing that I have ever tried, and I will continue to use it forever. Well, no kidding, right? I mean, somebody who lost most, well, if you lose 140 pounds, how big were you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, pretty big.
Yeah, here's another one. I would like to say that I have been on virgin coconut oil for the past 2 months, taking 4 tablespoons daily, and feel better than I have in a long time. My energy levels are up, my weight is down, I'm never hungry anymore, and I have incorporated a daily exercise routine, and I have lost 20 pounds.
Nice.
So why is that, right? This is the why. The why is because essential fatty acids are the good fats. There's a total fallacy out there about low fat. Low fat, anything, is about as wrong as you can be. Low fat is about as stupid as no salt or no air. Why? Because you need fat. Without essential fatty acids, you go into an inflammatory syndrome X situation.
Yeah.
I mean, the diet that you eat from the fast food restaurants, you know, the muffin, donut, coffee, fried chicken, fried burger, bun diet, there's plenty of fat in that. And they measure the fat and they show you they have fat in it, right?
Yeah.
But that fat has been heated. And it's, before it was heated, it was refined. Because if you heat unrefined fat, you end up with rancid.
Okay.
So you're missing all the good things and all the, you know, and the fat you get there, it's the wrong kind of fat. So the nutritionists that have come on board with eat low fat, they forgot to say eat low fried, refined omega 6 and 9 fat. It's sort of the lack of understanding of the full depth of the concept. If you eliminate omega-3 fats from your life, you will introduce inflammation into your life. That's as simple as that. Well, by the way, you should also remember that lecithin comes along for the ride. Hey, Scott, you and I talked about some people that have used coconut in, like, high-performance lifestyles, right?
Yeah, I know some
people. Tell me something about that.
Well, I know a fellow, Matt Fury, and he talks about coconut oil a lot and how important that is, and cooks with it, and you know, fries his eggs with it, and all that sort of good stuff. And
Does he take it straight out of the jar?
Yeah, he'll just take it straight out of the jar. I do too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I have started putting it on my body.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, I put it on my face and I rub it into my hair, and I'm just amazed at, and when I started doing that, my girlfriend said, whatever you're doing on with to your hands, whatever lotions you're putting on your hands, keep doing it. They feel so nice and soft. They used to be so dry. And I never was thinking about that. I was just like rubbing it on my face and rubbing it on my hair, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's bringing a lot of nutrition directly into the body through the skin.
It is. I've been rubbing coconut fat on my feet.
Mm.
You know, I use the same quality that I would eat. After all, you know, anything you put on the outside of your cheek or the inside of your cheek, there's not that much difference, right?
Yes.
So anyway, I've been rubbing
it. When you put it that way, that's funny.
Yeah. I've been rubbing it on my feet, and you know, I used to get a bit of sort of the dry sandal feet, you know, sort of rough looking skin, and that has been. That has been fixed up.
Wow.
So, okay, so Matt, what he, is he like a weightlifter or something?
He's
or?
A champion kung fu fighter. He went over to China, won the world championship over there. Was the first North American to win the Chinese championship, the championship in China, and that was always held in China. And they were incredibly upset with him. He's been on the cover of Karate Magazine, Kung Fu Magazine, Judo Magazine, all those sort of things.
Right.
And
so he's the one who, everywhere he goes, he says, I owe my success to coconut kind of thing?
No. Actually, I think he's just found out about coconut relatively recently. But he was an expert. Like, when he grew up, he was a champion wrestler in college. So in order to make his weight, there were times when they would do the pre-weight thing, like yesterday at 5, and he would be 10 pounds over his class. So he had to lose 10 pounds in like 12 hours.
And oh my God.
Yeah, so he was very good at doing that. And would agree with you if you were to say that's not really a very healthy lifestyle. And then his mom talked to him about, you know, these empty carbs and everything else, and he started getting to stay in that. And there was actually, he's got there's a video, I think, on YouTube of him where the commentators are talking about him and the fella he's fighting, and in the conversation say, yeah, like, he lost 10 pounds in the last 12 hours, and boy, he's still doing good. Like, because most people would just be, like, exhausted and no energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he would do it and manage to keep up his energy, but they were commenting on their amazed that he can even fight.
Yes.
So it wasn't just him, you know, saying it. So his big thing is you know, I know how to lose weight, but I don't advise you to do what I did when I was younger. Here are a lot of better ways. And then he talks about all the lies that have been going on about coconut oil, and actually turned it on to me, and then I was amazed. When we got talking, he said, oh, yeah, we got coconut oil with us here and that. And I was like, whoa, that's great. So,
okay, good. Thanks for explaining that. You know, one sidebar. There's a really famous doctor, Nicholas Perricone. He practices in New York, and I also saw him talk on PBS. And he's into beauty. I mean, his primary focus is making people, especially women, look good, you know, face and all of that. And anyway, what he prescribed in his, you know, medical-oriented approach was essential fatty acids.
Mm.
So, you know, his patients who wanted to have their skin look better, to lower the inflammation, because, you know, puffiness and all of that, that's inflammation. He would put them on fairly high dose of essential fatty acids. Well, the sidebar is that they lost weight. They were pleased because most people like to be skinnier, right?
Yes, absolutely.
This is, you know, 4 tablespoons of fat a day, and you start losing weight like it's coming off of you. Why is that? Well, because essential fatty acids are the fats your body needs. You will actually end up switching to burn fat for calories instead of burning carbs for calories.
Mm.
Very efficient way to go. Actually, this reminds me of a story I think I shared before. these two hog farmers that imported palm oil and coconut oil from the tropics to feed to their hogs with the intention of fattening them up.
Yes.
And the more they fed them, to the skinnier these hogs got.
Huh. Well, that would be upsetting.
Totally. Yeah, a hog farmer wants to grow a fat hog, not a skinny hog.
Yes, that's right.
There's no such thing as hog racing and Athletic Hog magazine, right?
Yep, that's right.
So there we go. How do we explain to people again that there are good fats and bad fats? The good fats are the omega-3 rich fats. The bad fats are hydrogenated, margarine type of fats, or cross-linked, fried type of fats. So that's about as all I can say about that, right?
So I think one way that you could say it is we have fats that go on your waist, and we have fats that take off your waist.
Okay, yeah,
and
great.
And the ones that put on your waist will probably add to any heart issues you might have, any heart diseases and hardening of the arteries and cancers and on and on and on and on. And yeah. The other one would probably make it less likely that you get those things, but not contribute to the extent that the bad ones would.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
That would be kind of my way of saying it.
Yeah, that's good. Good. I just fished out a little interesting factoid. In 2002, not just recently, 2002, New York Times, Gary Tobes, he wrote an article, "What If It Were All a Big Fat Lie?" And he writes this: "The cause of obesity is precisely those refined carbohydrates at the base of the famous food guide pyramid, pasta, rice, and bread, that we are told should be the staple of our healthy, low-fat diet. And then add on the sugar or corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup of the soft drinks, fruit juices, and sport drinks that we have taken to consuming in quantity if for no other reason than that they are fat-free and so appear intrinsically healthy. So while the low-fat is good, health dogma represents reality as we have come to know it, and the government has spent hundreds of millions of dollars in research trying to prove its worth, the low-carbohydrate message has been relegated to the realm of unscientific fantasy."
Mm.
I guess, but anyway, the bottom line of it is they did a study on hundreds of thousands of people and found that that you must distinguish. The idea that all fat is bad for you, that the exclusive focus on adverse effects of fat have contributed to the obesity epidemic itself.
And so we're getting the wrong information.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, we have been told a big, fat lie.
And so coconut oil on the skin, I mean, it's a natural moisturizer, right?
It goes great. I mean, it disappears into the skin so quick, right?
It does, yeah. It really does. And it's something that's been used for hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years, by the people of Polynesia, the South Pacific, and before we introduced them to carbonated pop and margarine, they were handsome, slender, healthy. Now, of course, we have the 8 of the top 10 most obese countries are in the South Pacific, and it has nothing to do with coconut oil and everything to do with pop and chips and fast foods, in my opinion.
And genetically, these people are completely unprepared for carbohydrates. This is, we talked about this earlier, the same thing happens to the North American native. The Aboriginal in America is a hunter-gatherer. He's genetically completely unprepared for the agricultural food. At least the people that came from the Middle East and Europe, they have genetically been conditioned to this for at least, you know, the 5 to 10,000 years.
Right. So 5 or 10,000 years, the Native American will probably be fine.
I think he'll be extinct.
I was kind of being facetious when I said that.
No, but I'm truly worried, because if these people don't get the message that they need to live the lifestyle that they deserve, you know, culturally and ethnically and all that, then they'll continue to be in trouble.
Mm. Absolutely.
And of course, you know, I spoke about this earlier, because of the subsidies that the government puts and the distortion it generates in the food production, the cheapest calories, the cheapest foods come in these hard staple grains. Corn, soybean, wheat, and rice. These things are the cheapest calories, so that's what people who don't have a lot of money end up eating. It's terrible.
Good point.
It's terrible. And we must vote with our wallets. We must find some way to just not eat that stuff. You know? I mean, I think I'm preaching to the choir here, but maybe not. Maybe you're just hearing this the first time, wondering, what should I do? Well, the should do is completely eliminate fast food from your life. Everything that it's made of is subsidized, distorted, wrong food. You know, pizza is made with refined flour, or it could be whole wheat, but, you know, it's the flour that's been subsidized on the fields. It's the cheese that's been subsidized, you know, factory milked cows that have been fed the corn that has been subsidized, that's blended with the salami that's made with subsidized pigs that have been fed the corn. And I think they feed the ground up cow remains to the pigs. And that's the sausage, salami, pepperoni that's on your pizza. And the tomatoes that have been grown in the greenhouse. But they are picked green and then they're brought to ripeness using ethylene, right?
Yep.
So, I could go for hours in just how you need to understand that the food that's served to you in a fast food restaurant is inexpensive, but the problem with it is that it's worth exactly what you're paying for it, not much. You need to start voting with your dollars, and you need to buy quality foods, because the quality of your food will dictate the quality of your life.
That's right. And it makes such a difference when you have good quality food going in your system, right?
Well, I remember when we started 3 years ago, I was just introducing you to the superfood blends, right?
Yes.
I mean, today, 3 years later, I don't know if I could dare to speak for you, but I would expect that you feel healthier now than you did in a long time.
Oh, absolutely. And I know when I'm running out of them.
Yeah. Right. So that's our story. Dear people, vote with your wallets. And what do I say there? Oh yeah, right. You are what you eat.
You are what you eat. That's right. So, Martin, if somebody wants to continue this discussion with you, maybe talk about their specific situations and issues, how can they get a hold of you?
www.life-enthusiast.com or 1-866-543-3388. This is Martin and Scott restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.